What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What they needed to do and what they still need to do during this stretch, if there was, as we said, if there was ever a time they were going to get hot, this has to be the stretch. And what do they do in the Twin Cities? They drop two of three, including a walk-off yesterday, where they are only 1 for 15 with runners in scoring position. I've said that about 100 times, I think, in this 120 games they played.
Bad defensive miscues put a guy in scoring position that allowed the game-tying run to score in the regular part of the game.
They now have to, and I'll admit, I don't know why I should believe it'll happen, but if they're to reach that 7-2 mark you talked about last week during this nine-game stretch, or I said worst-case scenario, they have to go 6-3. They have to go 5-1 the next six just to get to 6-3. Mm-hmm. Now they get the Nationals, who now, of course, James Wood is hitting again after being cold for 5 weeks, so that'll be fun. Yeah.
It was an incredibly infuriating series because, again, the thing I will say about the Royals is it is not that they are without talent. It's that they are a sloppy baseball team. They make bad team mistakes despite having talent, and that is infuriating. They make young team mistakes, and I'm not saying they're like an oldest team in baseball situation, but like, Ray, what are you doing? It's one run. Don't.
So bad.
What are you doing? That's just like and then every time it's like they're constantly almost getting picked off or getting picked off or getting caught stealing or, like you said, can't hit situationally to save their life. Can't put a ball in play to move a runner over. Can't put a ball in the air to get a runner home. It's just like every play is just this. Can you do any of the small parts of baseball well? Their problem is not, do we have talent? Can we pitch? Do we have a back? No, it's, can you do all the little things that are required of a good baseball team? Just run the bases, play good defense, not make mental mistakes.
Yeah, and they do it too often. They do it far too often. It's why they sit in the spot they are, why they are constantly just battling to get back to 500, something they finally did. And against the Twins team, I kind of warned on Friday, though, like all the Twins, they stink. They have a lot of guys that are trying to prove themselves for next year. And one of their young players is who hit the walk-off home run last night. That wasn't some veteran.
A homer in the night before or the Friday night?
Something like that, yeah. But it was a walk-off last night. And honestly, it gets to the point where when you're 1 for 15 with runners in scoring position, at some point, your opponent's going to beat you. You're giving way too many opportunities. Like, I know people will be upset with Carlos giving up the walk-off home run, but at some point, your offense, if they're not going to score, they're going to be 1 for 15 with runners in scoring position. You're going to lose the game. You just start, how many chances do you need to give the Twins to survive? And ultimately, the Twins capitalize with a walk-off. And, you know, the frustration continues. And, yeah, they're back at home. Unless they go 5-1 here, it's over. Unless they go 5-1, we can stop even playing if they get hot. Because I said, this is the stretch they have to get hot in. And so if it's not this nine-game stretch and now you're 1-2 to start it, then it's at that point, it's not happening because the numbers at some point, the math is the math, Drew. And I know you had a tweet over the weekend and you took some heat for it because you were still saying that you think there's plenty of time, but they have to go 29-15 to get to 87 wins. And yes, I think 87 wins is what's going to take to be a wild card team. They have to go 29-15.
That'd be a 106 win pace for 162 games.
Oh, and maybe it's because I haven't followed baseball enough as you guys have to understand there's still 42 games left, but it's just not how making up four games is just not as easy as it seems for all the reasons that it may be the case, whether they're not playing against the teams directly that they're facing to jump them or whatever the case is. It just feels like they have more than 25% of the season left, where I get it. People have responded with, well, they've been this team all year long. And for the reasons you've just said, they've made mistakes. It seems like all year long, they can't put it all together.
Why do you think they will play 14 games above 500 though, down the stretch, when they're a team that has been consistently 3 games to 5 games under 500?
But to me, I'm not focused on the eight. So I think you're focused on the 80. They have to get to this number.
Yes.
And I think I'm not looking at it from that perspective. I'm not.
He's just saying it's
chasing.
Four games.
I'm not chasing a win total. I'm chasing 4 games. That's all I'm doing. That's the perspective that I'm looking at it from. Where, hey,
but that's not how
2 weeks
it works,
from now,
though.
They might be 2 games above 500, or two games into the wild card. And on the good side, if they get hot, they still have 28 games probably left to go in 2 weeks.
But if they're not getting hot during this stretch, when
would they?
I'm not disagreeing with you. If you tell
me
they win,
that.
As I said, they after this
I
stretch, it's over. It's how they do in this 9-game stretch, and they essentially need to go 5-1. If they go 5-1, then you're right. It will be a different feeling. My point is, if they don't during this 9-game stretch of games against the Twins, the Nationals, the White Sox, if they can't get hot during this stretch, it ain't happening.
I think your sentiment, as well as everybody else's, is why should we believe that they'll go? And I think Vern said it as well earlier this morning. Based on what we've seen, what makes me think that they would go 5-1 over this next stretch? And understandably so, probably wouldn't believe it. But and I don't know if that's just I'm just trying to ignore that side of things. But they've got the talent. It's just a matter of, like what you said, Cody, putting everything together where you're not making the mental errors. Like they have it.
But that's who they've been this year.
It's putting the pieces together. Maybe it takes game 119, 120 for it to finally click. I'm still holding out some optimism just because I know that there's enough time to still salvage something if they can just put it all together.
Kids are back in school, man. It's just like we've had enough of time. You know what I mean? Like the kids are heading back to school.
And
like teachers are already reporting back, setting up their classrooms and everything. Like they've had some time to show that this is not who they are. And I obviously you guys know, and I think Cody was in the same boat as me for many months when people were calling it over in May. I was like, okay, let's pump the brakes. In June, pump the brakes. But admittedly, it's August 11th. If they don't finish this 9-game stretch at the point where we said, which is 7-2 or 6-3, then it's over.
Then we'll be talking about the things we want to see out of the team the rest of the way to feel better about 2026. Look, and Ryan Burgert could land on that list.
Yeah, long term, nice positive.
Maybe JJ did it again, right? Maybe he found another starting pitcher who's undervalued from their current team, and he's going to roll him into the rotation and do a nice job with it. He's had two very, very good starts. Not like excellent or above, but like two very good starts out of the Royals. Maybe there's some positive there. But yeah, for this year's team, they frustrate me more than just a bad team because of talent. And it's like they frustrate me more than just a team that's won 68 games. And I'm like, well, they just stink. You know, like they just stink. They got no good baseball players. Like when it's that, I can just kind of accept it. When it's the way they lose, where you're like, rave or Tolber getting picked off, you're like, what are you guys doing? Like that frustrates you because you're like, there's a handful of games that you could be in a wild card spot right now if you just held it together.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.